Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Another foreigner bringing us back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. You'll like it, I think. If you don't, you can unsubscribe, and I'll never know. And then, of course, there's my book website for my last book, my fourth book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ed Marsh is here. Ed's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years, founder and principal of Consilium. Ed, tell us about Consilium.
So Consilium is a consulting firm. I work with mostly middle market manufacturing companies, American manufacturers that see the opportunity around the world to grow their business and do it primarily based on solid strategy and a good digital platform to help them reach buyers domestically and globally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do business. You help them all over the world. One of the things I know you want to talk about today is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, because I have been encouraging small business owners for, and now in my third decade, to join their industry trade group, become a member, an active member of their industry trade group, go to their local, regional, national, international, whatever you can afford, the money and the time, go to as much of it as you can, the industry trade groups, whatever you do. If you put siding on houses, if you're an HVAC installer, if you're a chemical engineering company, whatever you're doing, go to those trade groups. What do you think, Ed?
Yeah, I completely agree. The groups and associations, as well as the trade show events, are a fabulous place to not only network and to find leads, but also to understand the trends in the industry, which I think is a piece that people often overlook.
That's the part, that last part, and is so huge, because if you're the CEO of your company, if you're the leader, if the buck stops with you, if there are five people in your company and today there are only four checks, you're the one who doesn't get one. If that sounds like you, if that sounds like you, you're the CEO. That means you're the futurist of your company. And if you don't go to these trade groups, these industry conventions, if you don't go there, you won't know what's coming at you over the horizon, will you, Ed?
That's exactly right. I mean, everyone talks about Gretzky's quote of skating not to where the puck is, but where it's going to be.
That's exactly right.
I think that's part of what trade shows and those events can help you do, know where the puck is going to be so you can get there.
I don't know how many times over the years, Ed, and I've made my living at these things. I've been an exhibitor more than I've just attended these things over the last several decades, even including long before I was doing my radio show. And almost every time I was about to go, I would say, I don't want to go. This guy got I'd rather stay in my own bed. Blah blah blah. But I would go. And in every case, no exceptions, Ed, in every case, I got smarter and I met somebody that I needed to know, and my business got better in every single trip, without exception.
I think that you're absolutely right. The challenge is, for many companies, everyone's so busy just getting through the day and doing regular business. You kind of say, okay, we're going to go to that event. Maybe you purchase a booth at a trade show. You check the boxes, you go through the process of planning for that, and then you show up, and it's much too passive. To really get the value out of it, companies have to be on the balls of their feet, and they need to think about ways before the event, during the event, and after the event to fully leverage the range of digital tools in the booth with people beforehand, with the media, et cetera, to fully realize the value of the event.
But even just if you're not going to exhibit, I mean, some people will never be exhibitors, Ed, because their business model doesn't get it. Just sign up when you find out. If you're not getting regular email from the industry, you need to let them know who you are. You need to give them your contact information, and you need to sign up, and you need to go budget for it. You might have to say, okay, I can't afford it this year, but I'm going to put this in the budget. I'm going to put the money aside in a little rat hole somewhere, and I'm going to budget for it, so I'll have this paid for next year. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And then just show up.
Even if walk around.
Yeah, and even if a company isn't exhibiting, you can go, you can walk around, you can take pictures, you can share them with social media, you can meet people, you can interview them, you can come back. You can write a blog post every night recapping the new trends in the industry that you're hearing
about. That's exactly right.
And basically leverage that platform to tell the story and establish yourself as an authority without spending any money other than the travel expense.
And you can also see what is relevant for tomorrow in your industry and what is irrelevant. And there's a pretty good chance you'll notice by the lack of evidence of what you're doing currently at this convention. If you don't see yourself a whole lot in that convention, then you need to say what you need to say to yourself. You know what? I don't see people talking about how I make a living right now. Does that mean that that I'm not going to be able to make a living a year from now with what I'm doing? It probably does, doesn't it?
I think it's always worth testing our assumptions and seeing what the market's telling us. That's a great point.
So the digital part, I've got it less than a minute, and we'll talk about this some more in the break. Your big deal is making sure that these events are as digital as possible, right?
I think in the booth and beforehand and after the show. I mean, that's the force multiplier that every small and medium-sized company has at their disposal and too often overlooks. There's also a really interesting international angle where the U.S. government will help subsidize your trade show trips in many cases. So we can maybe talk about that when we come back as well.
Right. And I also want to talk about how the demographics are changing the way companies think about conventions, about off-sites, about trade groups. The millennials have a different attitude about these things than their baby boomer older people like me. 10 Tail. Right back with Ed Marsh. He's with Consilium. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.